Text for our sermon this morning, our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel 37, especially these words. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ezekiel's vision, Ezekiel sees this great death. There's death everywhere in this valley. Had some great battle going on there, some great contest. Regardless, Ezekiel seems to be about the only thing alive. And the Lord asks Ezekiel, can these dry, dead bones live? Prophesy, Ezekiel. Prophesy. Speak God's word to those bones. Seems like a useless task, doesn't it? They're dead, after all. And yet Ezekiel does. He speaks God's word to those bones, and there's that rattling sound. And the bones come together, bone to its bone. And there's sinews and muscle and skin. The bones are standing an exceedingly great army, but still, they're not alive. Prophesy, Ezekiel. Prophesy to the breath. There's death everywhere. In our gospel reading, it seems like that's the big theme today, isn't it? Dry bones, dead bones. Lazarus lays there dead, and Jesus waited 4 days where he was. Lord, if you had been here, but he wasn't. And so Lazarus died. By the time that Jesus got there, what could anybody do? Well, they could go to Mary and Martha and mourn with them. That's about it. What else was there? Seems like death reigns in these texts. So close to Palm Sunday, so close to Easter. Death wins the victory? Is that how it is? In this dry valley, in this tomb of Lazarus, is this the way that God would have it be? That death, the death would win? Take away the stone. You know exactly what Jesus did. Martha gives us a glimmer of what it is to hope. I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. I know. Aren't those wonderful words of faith? Martha knew it. Jesus had spoken it. A couple chapters before in John chapter 6, Jesus had told the crowd over and over and over again that if they believed in him, he would raise them up on the last day. Martha knew it. She believed it. That Jesus could give life to the dead. Maybe Ezekiel wasn't so sure as Martha was, but his eyes were able to witness that resurrection as well. Prophesy to the breath, Ezekiel. Ezekiel does. And breath enters that great host. and they live. Lazarus, come out. Jesus breathes those words. And Lazarus comes out alive. Where death had reigned, where there was no stopping death, Jesus stands up to death and rolls it back with breath, with life. It's because of Jesus that those in Ezekiel 37 lived, that it was the whole house of Israel. They were cut off. They'd been worshiping false gods in Ezekiel's time, and so God had sent the Babylonian army to destroy them. And the Babylonians were thorough. The city was destroyed, the temple torn down, the walls breached, and the people taken into captivity. Where was their hope? Their governor, their earthly leaders, and God's word. God's word promises life to those who are dead. It's the same with Lazarus, isn't it? Mid death, where was his hope? The words of Jesus. The dead hear and live. It's remarkable, isn't it? The dead hear and live. But that's exactly the way it goes with Jesus. He speaks to those who are dead and they live. That's what these texts are teaching us today. We are as dead as those bones in Ezekiel's day or Lazarus in the tomb before God calls us as his own. We were darkness. We were dead in our trespasses and sins in which we once walked. It must be God's word speaking to us that comes to our dead ears, that raises us up from death and gives us life. Isn't that exactly what happened to you? God's word came to you, a sinner, and raised you up. That's what baptism is, isn't it? God's word applied to a sinner, someone dead in sin, and God's word raised you up, gave you life, because you were joined to the death that Jesus died. That's where it all hinges on, doesn't it? His death, there at the cross, as Jesus died, death was defeated. He took all of our guilt and punishment that should have been ours on that cross and paid the full price for us before the Father. The full price has been paid. We've been ransomed, bought back, redeemed, saved from sin, devil, and death because of what Jesus has done. Because Jesus died, you live. I know. Aren't those wonderful words? I know that Jesus died for me, that he took all of my sins on himself. I know that because he has died, I now live. Hearing his word, I know that I'm alive through my baptism into him, redeemed and saved, never to die again. It's what Jesus says there in John 11. We have died with him. We shall not die again. These bodies may wear out, but we will not die. We may be placed into a coffin into the ground. But we shall not die. We'll get better of life in paradise with Jesus. And on that last day, when Christ recalls our bodies, we get even better life with Jesus. A breath of life has entered you. Jesus has breathed on you. and forgiven you all your sins. It is the present tense reality in which you now live. In these texts, it is not death that reigns, but life. It is Jesus who rolls back sin, devil, and death, defeating them for you upon the tree. And he gives you life, life more abundantly. In his name, amen.